Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Wear a mask for the rest of your life and never go back to work. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Oh, somebody's got to remind me, because I've got some stuff from NPR in front of me. I've got to talk on the radio show tomorrow. NPR really, really hates white people, including the white people. In fact, the white people love to hate white people more than anybody.
I've noticed that, yeah.
But boy, do they hate white people. Anyway,
that's a weird thing that I've often brought up. Has that ever happened in the history of the world where any race, the elite of any race, starts to hate their own race? Has that ever happened?
It's bizarre and sick. Yeah. I mean, you could make an argument that maybe certain political policies or historical norms or whatever were wrong and should be changed. But that's a completely different phenomenon. I mean, reform is a constant in humankind. But like self-loathing and wanting to throw yourself down at the feet of other races and beg them to accept you and forgive you. I mean, it's bizarre behavior.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, we'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Jack mentioned during the radio show that there's a new virus in China. Nearly three dozen people have been sickened by a newly identified virus that jumped over from animals, but they don't think it can be transmitted from person to person yet.
I remember hearing that in about January of 2020.
Fatigue, cough, loss of appetite and aches, several developing blood cell abnormalities and signs of liver and kidney damage all survived. It's called Le-V. They think it jumped from shrews, which are little mousy-looking creatures. So,
meanwhile, Dr. Fauci and his pet shrew,
who he's been pumping full of steroids and methamphetamine to make him enormous and aggressive to study what might happen, has bit Dr. Fauci right on his scrotum.
Wow. Particularly bad place to get bitten.
It leapt up, right on the old Sagaruni, and it's probably given him this Le-V virus. So bringing it all together, I'm hoping, as I try not to cough, as I feel fantastic. For instance, yesterday I went to work out at the gymnasium of my choice.
Throw around the old medicine ball.
Well, no, actually, I did a pretty hardcore interval aerobic exercise for my heart and lungs and keep my blood pressure down. But I got after it. Full on aggressive. I feel great. Workout felt terrific afterwards. But I'm still sniffly and I have to suppress a cough five times a minute. I mean, it's like constant because of the freaking COVID.
Wow. Anyway, and geez. And that could last.
The cough lasts forever, man. Oh, it's so annoying. But anyway, some people have real problems. I'm not complaining to complain. I'm just saying it's a weird disease that just the clearing the gunk out of your chest and everything. It just takes forever. But anyway, I found this interesting because Judy and I were just dealing with this as I got COVID, then got over it. And then she got it. We had to cancel all of our vacations. And then my youngest, Delaney, her man came down with the COVID. She hasn't gotten it, although she had it earlier.
The heck?
And so she's trying to decide, all right, when can I go to work? What the hell's going on? So in the midst of all of this, I come across this NPR thing. And while NPR is wildly biased and just on some topics, they've lost their minds. They do pretty good reporting generally. And so I see this headline, still testing positive after day 10. How to decide when to end your COVID isolation. It's probably worth throwing in before we even dive into this. One of the problems with COVID, one of the main problems, is that the first batch of COVID to like the Delta, to like the Gamma, and then the Omicron, then the Omicron B.1.2, and then the BA.5, they're different diseases.
Sure.
They come from the same family, but in terms of their danger and the effects they have on people, it's a different question.
The way they spread?
Right. But if you're frantically signaling your hatred of Trump, you act like COVID is still COVID and it's still terrifying, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so still, I thought, all right, NPR is going to dig into when to end your COVID isolation, because that's exactly what Little D was wrestling with and asking me about. The basic ground rules haven't changed since Omicron came onto the scene. Centers for Disease Control say you can stop isolating after 5 days if you're fever-free for at least 24 hours, starting to get better, as long as you keep wearing a mask around others for another 5 days. So it's kind of a 5+5 thing, as long as you're feeling better. But some researchers have criticized these rules, pointing to research that shows some people may remain infectious after day 5. And then they go through this list of, for instance, James Hay, who studies infectious disease dynamics, remembers earlier this year when his sister continued testing positive for 2 weeks. The family had plans to get together over the holiday, but to us, it just wasn't worth the risk. So they didn't get together over the holidays because sis was still testing positive weeks down the line.
All right. You do what you want to do, but I wouldn't do that.
Then you got Dr. Emily Landon, infectious disease specialist at University of Chicago Medicine. We don't have anything that says definitely you are contagious or definitely you're not. The best thing we have are these rapid antigen tests. And then they get into a discussion of these tests, the different kinds of tests, and how they're both constantly false negatives or false positives because they're reading dead virus or virus fragments weeks down the line. You're not sick. You're not contagious. You're not nothing. But you're still getting positive tests. They go back and forth with various experts who contradict each other. Enter Dr. Jeffrey Baird, chairman of the Department of Laboratory Medicine and Pathology at the University of Washington School of Medicine. There is no perfect study that shows how likely it is that a positive test on a rapid test translates into shedding enough virus that you could actually infect another person. The answer to that, he says, is clear as mud. Indeed, infectious disease experts tend to differ about how much stock to put in a rapid test result when someone knows they're infective and deciding whether to rejoin the outside world. There's actually a lot more discrepancy than anyone would be happy with, said another expert. I think there are more study co-authored by the one dude. Followed healthcare workers at the University of Chicago had been infected but were mostly feeling better and went to get tested after 5 days. They found that more than half of them still tested positive on antigen tests after 6 days, but it's not clear at all whether they could make anybody sick. Long story short, and not short enough because there are like three more experts quoted in this incredibly long story. Nobody knows effing anything. It's crazy. You probably ought to keep to yourself until you feel better.
Which, depending on where you are in your life, is either a very big deal or not. I mean, if you have a job and you're parenting, that whole stay home another 5 days is not a minor thing.
Which brings us back to my original premise, which is this is a very different sickness than it was. We need somebody to say, all right, everybody, this is the flu. Or this is a cold, or this is like that throat infection that goes around and makes you really sick for a while. Because the idea that we should stay home and isolate ourselves and avoid any human beings because of what is for most people a cold, right. that would be crazy. You can't stay home every time you have a cold. Now, I had a fever for 3.5 days. I'm a pretty healthy guy in my 50s. So it's obviously more than a cold.
But there's all kinds of stuff that floats around every year that's more than a cold.
So where are we on that scale? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could all give everybody amnesia as if we've never heard of COVID and start with the facts of this disease right now and see
that idea.
There'd be no reaction. You wouldn't do anything differently. I mean, you'd do it the same way you've always done it. Somebody comes to work who's sick and everybody else gets sick. But whatever, that's the way it's always been.
If you're old or vulnerable or undergoing chemotherapy, God bless you, or whatever, you'd be very, very careful. But for the rest of us, we'd think, well, I'm going to cough and sneeze for a week and a half. Yeah, I've dealt with that before. So I just thought it was instructive that they consult here's a bunch of studies from Harvard and MIT, for goodness sakes. And they end up saying, I don't know, clear as mud.
Well, we went 100 years between awful pandemics there, 1918 to 2019. And I sure hope we don't have another one burbling up in China right now. We went 120 years between impeachments, and then we had like two in a row, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, those are completely unrelated, I realize, but just because historically things have been spread out this far in the past doesn't mean it'll continue to be that way.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have nothing for 200 years, then it happens in consecutive years, then it doesn't happen for another 200 years. That's every 100 years. You know,
right, right, right.
But if you get the double whammy, it doesn't matter. No more effing pandemics, please.
Just for fun, let's think about this. How would the world react emotionally if this was another brand new, we can't stop it, don't have a vaccine pandemic?
Everybody would simultaneously cry, puke, pee, and crap their pants. Just a complete release of, it'd be like we all died. I mean, we would just release our bowels.
That'd be something to see.
I can't even imagine how I would react emotionally, let alone the world, if, you know, a month from now, it's just like it was in March of 2020. Two more cases in the state of Washington.
Yeah, they announced this virus has started to spread person to person.
Yeah, and now it's in the United States, the first case. Now we have this. Hospitals are starting to fill up. Talks of shutting down. I don't know how would we all react. I think we would lose our freaking minds.
Or, yeah, we kind of already did.
Or we'd just stand there with our mouths open. Because we can't even move. I don't even know. What? You're gonna shut down the school and the businesses are shut down and the economy's crashing again and more government funding. I don't think we could take it.
You know what I think you'd see, honestly, is you would see a doubling down or an intensifying of like the two camps. The I'm going to live my life camp, the kind of the red state camp.
The I'm not doing this again.
Right. They would be like, there's no freaking way. Not only are you not shutting down all the businesses, you're not shutting down any of the businesses. We're going to keep them open at point of gun and fist. And then you would have the COVID paranoid crowd that likes to be afraid. They would absolutely drive themselves and their children to suicide and despair.
Well, I would definitely have a strong pull toward that first group. Of course, the problem would be like the generals are always fighting the last war. Problem yeah, is that right. This disease would be completely different, spread in a different way, have different effects, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And then you got these giant Dr. Fauci fed steroid enhanced shrews running around jumping up and biting people on the scrotum.
Which is how it spreads. It spreads by scrotum bites. So if you wear some sort of metal cup, you should be. Right. Women are completely immune.
I'm sorry. Women, men, there's no such thing. It's people with scrotums. People without scrotums.
Non-bescrotumed humans.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
I'd like to punch you right in your neck, sir. The unscroted. I don't think he has one.
Well, I guess that's it.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.